Two new student housing and dining buildings at the University of Victoria now have Lekwungen names. In a ceremony on Wednesday, the Songhees and Esquimalt nations gave the university permission to use the names. The first of the new student and dining buildings, started in 2019 and completed last year, is called Chekonin House, Sikinel, after the name given to the territory that is now Oak Bay, and the first peoples who lived there. Chekonin House encompasses two new buildings and is the largest capital project in UVic's history. The new buildings provide 783 total student spaces, with 398 beds for students in Building 1, along with the Cove Dining Hall that is open to the campus community. Building 2 provides 385 student beds, two 225-seat classrooms and an Indigenous student lounge and meeting rooms. The second of the new buildings, to be completed by September, is called Sneekyu House, Sek-L, after a village in what is now known as Cadborough Bay that was used for Kama's harvesting, trading and cultural and spiritual practices. The name means snow patches. "We want to raise our hands and acknowledge everyone who has helped to carry out this good work," said Rabina Thomas, Kwolsikiamat, Vice President Indigenous at UVic. "The building names will be a constant reminder of the history of these lands and will hopefully inspire critical reflections and educational opportunities for the campus community." UVic had asked First Nations chiefs and councils, elders and community members for guidance and direction on the building naming. The university began the naming process by consulting with Songhees and Esquimalt Nation students, community members and chief and council. The names were suggested by Elder Sinyamten, Dr. Elmer George, one of the last fluent Lekwungen speakers, who has made it his life's work to revitalize the language. George's grandfather was from Chekonin and Sneekyu. Shaza Abma Slade, UVic law student and Esquimalt Nation member, said she's grateful to see such changes during her time at UVic, and that local elders had the opportunity to witness them. "To hear the pronunciation of the names, as spoken by George, go to uvic.ca/naming. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.